As a little Hawaiian, my mom and auntie always told me stories about Kalaupapa, the Hawaiian leper colony surrounded by the highest sea cliffs in the world, and Father Damien, the Belgian missionary who gave his life for the Hawaiian community. As a young nurse, my aunt trained the nuns caring for the remaining lepers almost 100 years after Father Damien died of leprosy. I remember stories she told about traveling down switchback cliff paths on a mule while my uncle played her favorite hula songs on the ukulele all the way down to Kalaupapa. You see, as a youngster, I was always curious about a few things. First was why a Belgian missionary chose to live in complete isolation in Kalaupapa, knowing he would inevitably contract leprosy from the community of people he sought to help. And secondly, where did the leprosy bacteria come from, and why were Kanaka Maoli, the indigenous people of Hawaii, so susceptible to developing leprosy, or maipake? This got me curious about what makes us unique as Hawaiians, namely, our genetic makeup. But it wasn't until high school through the Human Genome Project that I realized I wasn't alone in trying to connect our unique genetic ancestry to our potential health, wellness, and illness. You see, the $2.7 billion project promised an era of predictive and preventative medicine based on our unique genetic makeup. So to me, it always seemed obvious that in order to achieve this dream, we would need to sequence a diverse cohort of people to obtain the full spectrum of human genetic variation on the planet. That's why, 10 years later, it continues to shock me, knowing that 96% of genome studies associating common genetic variation with specific diseases have focused exclusively on individuals of European ancestry.